Hello, welcome to Sports Talk. This is the first podcast of hopefully a long journey of Sports Talk, obviously. Generic name, I know. But this is after the NBA 2019 draft, where a lot of things happen. But we're going to be talking about individual teams through these podcasts. To start off with, the number one pick, the New Orleans Pelicans, who I am biased to because I'm from New Orleans and I'm a huge fan. But I feel that most people have to agree that how much of a big, good job David Griffin has done. This man literally was given a bad situation with a Solomon Hill contract, DeMarcus Cousins who left, AD who wants to leave now, and Drew Holiday who's on the $25 million deal, who came out and said the only reason I resigned was because AD was going to be here. But AD doesn't want to be there anymore. So what does David Griffin do? Well, at first, he had a couple meetings with him, seeing what his viewpoint was before the draft lottery, of course. And to be honest, I questioned this. I was like, why have a meeting with him when we all know he doesn't want to be here, obviously. But he did it, and I don't know, maybe he got something out of these meetings. We then had the draft lottery, which somehow we got the first overall pick, and then he had another meeting with Anthony Davis, and basically, I'm assuming to try and persuade him, hey, we just got the first pick, you know, we're gonna get Zion, why not stay here and try and make something out of it? But AD's was not persuaded. He said, no, I still wanna leave, which, you know, I guess that's understandable. You know, he's kind of fixated on going to the Lakers, everyone knew that. So we get to about 4 or 5 days before draft. Finally, AD is traded to the Lakers. I'm just going to give a gist of it. Josh Hart, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, 4 picks in total, I believe. One being the 4th overall pick. And a lot of people thought those assets were pretty good, but based off of the ones before, during the regular season, they thought that we were kind of we kind of underdid the trade. You know, we didn't get as much as we could have. However, people were comparing this to the regular season trades. I feel that those regular season trades were very ridiculous. Like, you know, if that was me, the GM, I probably would have taken that. But Dell Demps was trying to mess with the Lakers, as people say. But I personally feel like, say we had taken that trade, we probably wouldn't have gotten the first pick in the draft. You know, we might have gotten a lower percentage of getting the first pick or higher. And who knows, the balls wouldn't have gone our way, you know. So they did. Everything happens for a reason. And then, you know what happens? We get that 4th pick. We flip that to the Atlanta Hawks for, how many picks was it? It was, I don't have it pulled up, but I recall it was the 8th pick. And then the 13th pick, and then a second round pick, and then we gave them Solomon Hill, who's, if y'all don't know, is on a $12 million a year deal, but this is his last year, so we just freed up $12 million right there. And then also, we gave them 2 second round picks, I believe, but second round picks aren't as valuable, you know. We got a better deal. I personally think that we got the better end of the stick in this trade based off the fact that Who are we going to get with the 4th pick? Because we don't need a point guard. We got Lonzo. Don't need a shooting guard because we got Drew. Don't need a small forward. We got Brandon Ingram. And power forward, Zion, obviously. Center would be the only question. But for me, I feel Jahlil Okafor, who, if y'all don't all know, just re-signed to the Pelicans for another year, I believe. He was an absolute underrated player for us. I believe he dropped 30 against the Warriors. Like, come on now, that's progression right there. The man's been losing weight, getting NBA ready, you know. But, you know, he's been in the league for, like, what, a couple of years, 4 or 5 years probably. He's not old by any means. And he's also not getting paid a lot of money, you know. That's not a big deal. I love the fact that we have Jahlil Okafor. And then people sleep on some of our bench players, like Alfred Payton. Alfred Payton was an absolute beast this year. He got gonna match triple doubles. I want to say it was like 4 or 5, and he was just a playmaker. That's basically what it was, and that's what we need. The only problem with our team is shooting, you know. We got, but now with Josh Hart, that kind of helps. Brandon Ingram, he can, you know, he can shoot when he wants. But Lonzo, you know, obviously he can't shoot, but Drew can. Hopefully, you know, Lonzo's been developing that shot. Hopefully Zion can get that shot up. And then we ended up with the, moving on to the other picks that we got with the Atlanta, with the, that we got with their trade. We got a center, but I don't really know much about that center, if I'm being honest. But I, like I said, I like Jahlil Okafor, so let's see, he might be better than Jahlil, and that'd be good again by David Griffin, another move by this man, who has single-handedly brought this team into the promised land. Everyone is hopping onto the bandwagon, which I am not mad at all. I'll take some bandwagon fans, you know, feeling like the Warriors out here. Not really, though. But I personally think that we're definitely not going to make, you know, I personally do think, I know biased, that if many people will say this team's going to make the playoffs, I actually do think we're going to make the playoffs. I think we'll make it to the second round. That's it. But it's a great growth with us. And then we're going to have the Lakers pick, you know, for next year. And what is that? I think that's when it's lottery protected. So assuming that they make the playoffs, we're going to get that pick as well as our own pick that we have. So that would actually work out. We'd get the experience, and then we'd get two more people. Or we use those picks to trade for some veteran players, because you can always use some veteran players, you know. Those people, when it comes to the playoffs, those veteran role players, they make the difference. They really do. Look at the Raptors. Fred VanVleet, absolute beast for them. Pascal Siakam, who honestly is probably more than a role player based off how he's been playing. And then people like Serge Ibaka, I think he's very underrated. That man was doing amazing for them in the finals. I think he's very underrated. But, you know, I think it's hard to say right now, though. Obviously, you know, this is literally like 2 hours after the draft. It's pretty hard to, I'm kind of emotional, you know, tied in with the team. So I'm just rambling about how great they did. But that's, I think that we'll stick with, for a pretty early season prediction, we'll make, I think we'll make 7th, 6th seed. That's pretty high too, like I'll take that. Let's move on to the Grizzlies, who, if not everyone knows, they traded Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz. And they got, you know, they got some alright people, you know, Kyle Korver, they got, it's Jay Crowder. But, like, who else? I forgot who else they got. I can't think of his name. But, you know, those are some alright pieces. They mainly wanted to move the contract. And, you know, they're going to get John Morant. Everyone knows that. So they're not going to obviously have 2 point guards. John Morant's basically, they're showing, this is our future player. This is who we want. And by the draft, that's who they got. But they are apparently very, I heard a lot of heavy rumors that they're willing to trade that pick. And that's what apparently the Pelicans were trying to do with that 4th pick. But I didn't think that deal was going to go down. I think that they traded Mike Conley for a reason. They're not just going to give that pick away unless they're blown away. Maybe by a deal to give like a point guard or something. Because if you think about it, if the Pelicans get the 2nd pick, get RJ Barrett, Knicks, that means they're probably going to get John Morant. Because that's the most valuable player at that point in the draft. So I think the Grizzlies, you know, they did what they intended to do. Trade away their old point guard who makes a lot of money. He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's going to do great for the Jazz, but they want to go young. You know, they got some young assets already, like Jaren Jackson Jr., and now they got John Morant, so I think they did a great job with that. And now, the New York Knicks. I mean, what can you say? They did what they wanted to do. They apparently locked in RJ Barrett around like a week ago, basically, everyone knew these, and they were going to get RJ Barrett based off the fact that the Grizzlies were going to get John Morant. And I mean, that's a good pick, obviously, you know, no one's going to complain about that. It's just the fact that that's all they got. All that hype, them getting the 1st pick, they didn't get it. All that hype around Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kawhi, everyone, Kyrie, but you know, their arguably the two biggest free agent players are both hurt, so they're probably I'm going to predict they're going to pay for KD, but, you know, that's a year off with KD. You know, he's not going to be there, and he's just going to be getting, just collecting the cash, you know. And it's going to be a max deal, so he's going to be getting a lot of money. It's a lot of cap space right there. But to be fair, they have, I believe it's $80 million free right now, so, you know, they can give that up. But I don't know what else they're going to, depends on their free agency, you know. But, hey, they did what everyone thought they were going to do, get RJ Barrett. It's all basically, like, you can only guess what how they're going to do based off free agency, you know, based off who they're going to get. Who knows, they could get, do absolutely nothing, just get, like, I don't know, like, Terry Rozier, not to knock him, but, I mean, he's not what they were set out to get, you know, no one was waiting for Terry Rozier to come out. They're all waiting for KD, Klay Thompson, you know, but I felt, you know, they did what they pulled out to do, you know, they thought that they did the best they could with that pick. And now the Lakers, correct? I believe. Yeah, look this up, actually. It was the Lakers or the Cavs? I'm sorry. I was drawing a blank. It's obviously the Pelicans pick that the Lakers had, and they traded to the Atlanta Hawks. And they got, let me see, I forgot who they got DeAndre Hunter, who, I'm pretty sure DeAndre Hunter, yeah, he was, I believe it was about an hour before the draft, they had those, Woj, the genius he is, he'd, like, tweeted out those little cards with the drafted players for the first five picks, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, you're kidding, we're getting a shooting guard. But that doesn't make sense because we have Jrue Holiday and Lonzo Ball. Or is he a point guard? He's a point guard, isn't he? Well, no, he's a shooting guard, yeah. But that doesn't make sense, you know, because we got Jrue Holiday / Lonzo Ball. Why would we do that? And then I was like, and then I saw the Suns who made the trade, TJ Warren. They got cash from it. They got rid of that contract. And I was like, hold on, are they about to make a trade with us for Lonzo Ball? Because everyone knows they want Lonzo. And if we got that player, then we were going even younger, and we, I guess, would rather that player than Lonzo, which I didn't understand at first, but it turns out, again, David Griffin knew what he was doing. Traded that pick to the Atlanta Hawks, and they got what they wanted, a player that can hopefully be the Clay to their Steph, because that's, Trae Young is basically young Steph Curry, in my opinion. He's just a straight baller. He gets buckets. So I think that they did, you know, they're trying to set up their new great player that they believe is going to be, he's going to be that player for them. So they did what they did, you know. And then the the Cavaliers, Darius Garland. Sorry for mispronouncing. I mean, well, much, you can't really say much with the Cavs, you know. What do they have? Colin Sexton, Kevin Love. Kevin Love was actually rumored to go to the Pelicans. You can't say much about the Cavs, you know. You don't really know what's going to happen, you know. Who knows? Maybe Colin Sexton and Darius somehow carry that load all the way to the playoffs, you know. Probably not, but who knows. But actually, the thing is, though, is I believe that the Hawks had the Cavs next year's first round pick, I should say, but it was lottery protected, and if it is lottery protected, then I think it's the Hawks would get a later pick, but then they use that to give to the Pelicans. So I think what that means is just somehow if they make the playoffs, hey, we get that pick, but if they don't, then we really didn't get much from that, you know. But I'm not really stressing about that. I don't think it's a big deal to either team. You know, they were just putting that in there, you know, just in case, you know, add a little incentive to the Pels. But that's what the Cavs can do. They're probably not going to do well, but hey, you never know. And then moving on to the sixth, Jarrett Culliver to the Timberwolves. I actually like that. You know, everyone, remember like two seasons ago when during the draft, the Jimmy Butler trade occurred, and everyone was, oh my gosh, Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, like, this is a playoff team. And then, yeah, nothing. They made the playoffs. Was it the eighth seed, I believe? And they, was it a gentleman's sweep? Might have been a gentleman's sweep 4-1. I mean, hey, what can you do, you know? And then the beef started happening, you know, tensions turned the wrong way. And they ended up trading Jimmy Butler, as most people know now. So they got Jerry Culliver now, you know, another young player around their young core. Robert, well, actually, they just traded Sarge today. So now they well, he actually isn't, he's just an experienced good player. I actually like Sarge. They still got Robert Covington. They still got Wiggins, you know, obviously. I don't know if that's a good thing anymore. But they still got their main man, Cat. You know, Cat's a beast. Probably going to be one of the top three centers in the league. Probably, arguably, is a top three center in the league right now. So, you know, I don't really know what to... Again, that's kind of like the Cavs, you know. Who knows? Maybe something miraculous happens and make the playoffs. You never know. But let's move on to the Chicago Bulls. One of those other teams, you know, they tanked, didn't work out. They just didn't get what they wanted to get, you know. And they ended up with Coby White. I don't know, to be honest, I don't really know a lot about Coby White. However, I do know that they have some good young two stars in Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen. I believe those are two great starts to have to your team. And if they think Coby White's worth the 7th pick, then who knows, that team could seriously start doing some damage in the East, the weakened East. I mean, if Kawhi leaves and goes to the West, hey, it's the Bucks. And the Celtics are done now, so next team up, you know, there's going to be some teams in the playoffs that are like, wow, you didn't think they'd make it, but I think that's due to the fact that if Kawhi leaves, and the Celtics being how they are now, and then we're going to skip the 8th pick, because that's the Pelicans pick, and we're going to go on to the Wizards, who are, I honestly believe, are in a much worse scenario than anyone like the Cavs or something like that. They're just... They have two expensive players in John Wall and Bradley Beal. John Wall, who isn't even playing, is still taking a lot of cap room. So, and then Bradley Beal, who was rumored to get traded too, but they apparently like him a lot too. I don't think they're going to pull that trigger. I don't think Bradley Beal would be a good trade option for anybody. He's pretty expensive and he's... I don't think he's that consistent of a player. You know, he did do great this year, to be honest, but I still don't think he's the... a great asset, you know, someone that, you know, can make it, can push that team up, whatever team it is. And then we're going to move on to the Atlanta Hawks for the 10th pick, and this will be the final pick that we review so far. They got Cam Reddish, who I honestly highly rated Cam Reddish. You know, he's a great player. He did great at Duke, and he's got a lot of potential, you know. The Hawks, again, getting another young player to try and work around with their team and try and get Trae Young, their main man, some ballers, basically, you know. They got John Collins as well on that team, you know. They got some good players. They watch out for that team. I personally do think that team's going to come out and just do bits. I really do. All right, so this is, you know, kind of a short review of just the first 10 teams. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.